from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Israel welcomes President Donald Trump following an airport arrival ceremony with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at his residence, where the U.S. president assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Following brief talks, Rivlin and Trump made statements to reporters in which Trump said that two nations must work together to confront common threats.
Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
The U.S. president arrived in Israel after a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, where Trump said King Salman assured him the Saudis want peace between the Israelis and Palestinians and roadblocks imposed against Iranian threats. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Speaking of presidents' meeting, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has left for a four-day official visit to Russia, where he'll be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In his departure speech Monday, Duterte said the visit underscores his independent foreign policy and desire to forge closer ties.
Russia must cease to be at the margins of Philippine diplomacy. Over-dependence on traditional partners has limited our room to maneuver in a very dynamic international arena. This is a strategic oversight that has led to many missed opportunities for our country.
This is VOA News.